It's all in your furry head.
Hey, this is Miles.
It's Miles Hannibal.
Hey, yeah.
Miles Lecter here.
Yes, I'm trying to turn off my ceiling fan.
Yeah, the noisy ass ceiling fan. It's like one of those. You ever have one of those balsa wood planes with a propeller?
Yes.
The way it sounded like you had a big rubber band on your ceiling with a giant one of those propellers from those little planes.
Yes.
So noisy, for Christ's sake.
Like Bob whacking off.
Sounded like it was like a couple 2x4s drilled together in a old washing machine motor up there.
Yes.
Jethro Bodine original or something.
Gee, Uncle Jed.
See, my sister gave me this as a wedding present.
Mm-hmm. Not far off from that.
It's just homemade. This will do good. It's going to move the farts out of the air. It's a fart remover.
I was actually given a used coffee maker by my brother-in-law and sister, actually.
Oh, used? Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, it smelled the coffee. Yeah.
Well, I had to make sure it worked, Clark. I tested it out a couple times.
Yeah. Cousin Eddie. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a thought.
Is that what your mother said?
Pretty much, yeah.
She said, don't worry. Your dad's got money.
Yep.
Of course, he's spending it all.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. It's okay.
Don't worry about him. He's got money.
That's right.
Hmm.
That's right.
So, speaking of the title family, you went to see a big passel of them recently. I saw the pictures. I really like how, you know, today is Tuesday. We usually record on Sunday, and you were out at a wedding on Sunday, and then Monday I had to work really late, and I was tired, and I like how you got, I know you're tired, but would you please prepare my pictures for the internet? Anyway, after your 14-hour day, thank you very much.
I thought you were satiated.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I really want to get those up tonight. You know, I'm like, what the fuck? Kind of. Jeez Louise.
Well, thanks, yes.
What the hell?
I think you enjoyed those pictures, though, didn't you?
Well, I got to see the undotted pictures, yeah.
The porn picture of my sister.
Yeah, the one with your sister kind of put me off sex for at least that night.
So. I know, yeah. I was like,
I was already too tired anyway, but with that, I'm like, holy moly, it's like a total turtle, you know what I mean?
I know, my wife's like, you know what that looks like? I go, no, I don't know what it looks like, and my sister's never done that, so I don't.
Have you ever seen the movie Dune?
Yeah.
You remember in the movie Dune, the people who are like those big squid-looking people inside the tubes that could fold time because they ate the spice and they had like these weird vagina mouths?
Yeah.
Your sister looked like that.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Oh, my God. I'm like, what the hell?
Should we explain that we have this little cardboard cutout named Flat Manny?
Sure. I don't know if you have to explain it, to be honest with you. Flat Manny is the most popular thing going right now.
It's kind of like people bring like gnomes around and take pictures of domes and flat Stanleys and stuff like that. If you're familiar with that, we've been doing like a thing called Flat Manny, and I brought him to the wedding.
Yeah.
And I was a little embarrassed to bring him out, but I did bring him out.
I think you're going to have to make a new one called Flat John Holmes for your sister there or something.
Yeah, I don't know what she thought you were supposed to do with this, but she kind of had him below her mouth. And I don't know. I'm not sure she was trying to reenact with that, but it, yeah.
you can join the Flat Manny fan club on Facebook if you'd like to see all the pictures. Yeah. So. Yeah, Flat Manny's a very popular guy these days. He's like the most popular thing going. So
I was a little embarrassed because my uncle said, "What is that? A paper doll?
What
are you gonna put a dress on?"
Yeah, I was like, "Ah,
oh, paper doll.
Paper doll. Don't worry about it."
Well, he's a man. He didn't play with dolls. Come on now.
Well, maybe he does. I don't know.
And you're like, hey, if you play with dolls, you get to see my sister make her, you know, sucky face.
Yeah, her old face.
Yeah.
But I brought it to the wedding. Yeah.
I like to call it her Full Metal Jacket look, but that's a whole other.
Yeah. Old rusty trombones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
So I had to travel up to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
And we were driving, and
You paid for this one, right? You paid for the drive this time rather than your brother?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it came out of your pocket.
Yeah, pretty much.
All the gas, yeah.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. All right. So where'd you stay at? You drove to Wisconsin.
A hotel.
Oh, you even got? Did you pay for that?
Hotel, more or less. Yeah, more.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the less part?
We just pretty much, like, you know, 10 people stayed in one room, so it was.
Oh,
like,
seriously?
Yeah, it was like all gypsies. Yeah, we're all gypsies. And
that's a weird one.
Yeah, Motel 6. No, we got our own room. Come on.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. You're a cheap bastard, you know, so.
Yeah, well, I don't deny that. I don't deny that. No, I had a lot of my relatives in this hotel, and it was very nice. And So we went to the wedding. The wedding was very brief, right?
Did the wedding happen in the hotel?
No, it was actually at a real church.
Okay. I wouldn't have figured that one, to be honest with you, but.
No, it was in the real. No, it was actually in the town my grandparents, God bless their souls, used to live in.
Oh, okay.
And so everyone was kind of familiar with landmarks and where this was. And
town called Hell.
Town called Hell. Some people call it Decatur, Illinois. But
High Plains Drifter. That's right. I want you to paint the town red.
Yeah.
You know, I must say, right off the bat here, since I got to sell the pictures.
Yeah.
The younger titles. Much more attractive than the older titles.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I'll take a drink.
You weren't looking at my niece's, or my nephew's...
No, I wasn't looking at your nephew. He looked more like a regular title.
Yeah.
The girls, who all must become from other families, I'm assuming. much nicer looking.
They're all adopted. Yes, they're all adopted, yes.
Much better looking.
My family's a walking Jenny Craig commercial, yes.
That's it's like, you know.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, we're not all skinny like the Bobblement family.
No, we're not skinny either.
So we did that, and then the wedding, and then, I'd been asked like a year ago, like, you know, maybe Uncle Miles, you could film it, you know.
With what? With my camera?
I said, yeah, I got a really kick-ass Super 8. Hell yeah. But then it was never mentioned again, so I sold it. I pawned your camera.
Yeah, I know. You keep telling me that. I'm assuming it's true at this point.
And now I show up, and my nephew's like, hey, man, do you want to still film this or what? Because it was supposed to start in like 5 minutes, right?
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I kind of forgot about it, which was a lie, but. He's like, yeah, I got it all set up to the balcony. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So they just wanted to get you in the balcony for some reason.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like Lee Harvey up there, you know, balcony, got a clear shot. And
yeah, nice. Right down the cleavage there.
Yeah, he's got a nice camera and stuff. So I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine. And the thing starts, and someone decides that Uncle Miles, it would be a good idea to make him the babysitting service.
They put a bunch of kids up with you?
Yeah, next thing I know, there's like three kids up there with me. I'm like,
oh, great. I'll try to jump off the balcony.
You know, like second and third graders, you know. I was like, oh, man. What? You know, I'm trying to be quiet up there. I've been coughing for like 3 weeks. I don't want to cough.
I know you got TB or something.
I know. I've got some serious lung issues. And like, you know, I doing my normal thing, I found some notebook paper and I wrote like, you know, Susie and Ron's wedding.
You know. Held it up in front of the camera.
I did. And I started filming.
So janky.
And they brought up a program. And I saw it. It says, you know, Susie and Robert, not Ronald. But Robert. Oh, no. Oh, no. That guy's name wrong. I'm like, oh, fuck. I thought it was Ryan.
It's not Rob. It's Ron. Oh, yeah. Ron.
So at the end of it, I had to correct that. You know, I'm like, okay.
All right. Oh, nice. That's great. You should have scribbled it out and wrote it again.
Yeah, I know.
She's going to get divorced anyway. It doesn't matter.
So. I apologize. I screwed up your wedding. I'm sorry.
Yeah, nice.
Don't ever hire me again to do this crap because that's what you're going to get. Your notebook paper with your name. That was the guy you're supposed to marry, this guy.
I got to charge you a little extra for the special effects.
Yeah, notebook paper. Can't wait till they see it.
They'll be like, who's Ronald?
Ronald's a jackass. He's a dumbass.
That son of a bitch. How do you know your previous boyfriend's name?
That son of a bitch. I knew we shouldn't have had him up there.
That's the kid that gave you genital warts.
Yeah, right.
Ronald.
So, I'm like, oh my God.
No, don't remind me.
I don't know. So I had had all that fiasco and then...
Oh, my God. I don't know why they asked you to do it, other than to get you out of the way.
Yeah.
They're like, there's a weight limit on these pews.
Yeah. I don't know. I just got... No, I mean, it was fine. He actually had it all set up and ready to go. It was really...
You think you could send the fat guy up to the reinforced balcony for the choir?
And make him the babysitting service for...
Sorry, you're the worst person to have babysitting.
I know. Like, if you saw a whole crowd of people, would I not be like the last guy? You would say, hey, let's have him babysit kids, you know. And...
Other than your pedophile looks.
Yes. Yeah, so I was like,
other than the fact that you look like a really gay Irish priest.
Hey, come up here, my buddies. Come up here.
You know, old school, like yeah. Pat O'Brien kind of.
Yeah, yeah. So wow, that was thought to be a good idea. I don't know. I got
two knees for you, children. Get on up here. Oh, I got three knees. Don't worry about that one.
I know. I really don't care for children. I'm like, no, come on, get out of here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, get out of here. Shut up. Sit down. Shut up. Shut up.
Too funny.
So, you know, so we gets done and, you know, like there was like a cheese factory nearby and everyone wanted to go there. And...
Oh, yeah. Cheese factory is good. Cheesecake factory?
No, cheese.
Oh, cheese factory. Oh, like cheese. What the hell would you go there after a wedding?
I don't know. We all showed up in suits and stuff. Like, all right.
We'd like to see how cheese is made. Thank you very much.
They make it there. Yes, they do.
Yeah. Well, they make cheese all over Wisconsin.
And there's a lot of people there, too.
You can't drive 5 miles without seeing cheese for sale up there.
You're right.
And that's not even the good stuff. That's just the stuff they just don't want to throw in the landfill.
You know, there's two things they have up there, cheese stores and porn.
That's right. That's right. It's a lot of porn.
My God, it's all over. Like, everywhere you go, like, porn, come on, stop on by.
Get your cheese curds and your porn at the same time.
Are you horny? Are you hungry? Well, we got both.
I'm surprised they don't make, like, a cheese fleshlight or something. So. Made of cheese.
You know what you can do with this cheese? Because yeah.
Get a hole in there.
A hole in there.
Yeah. Either way, and it works for men or women. So.
Right.
Just depends on how you hold it.
Yes.
The cheese. Yeah, nice.
I have a cheese dildo.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my gosh. All the cheese.
So, I didn't eat anything. I was having some stomach problems. Like,
No. Good, big news there, you and your stomach problems.
And we go back to the hotel. And, you know, we got a couple hours before the reception.
Yeah.
And there's reception's about 20 minutes away, like in the next town.
What factory was that in? I mean, you'd stop by the cheese factory. What were you heading to for the next...
We had to go back to the
tourist thing there.
Well, there's really nothing to see. It's Wisconsin.
Hey, let's stop by this dairy farm and see him milk some cows. Yeah.
I was going to actually stop by the grave of Ed Gein, but...
Yeah, and I read that. That's just weird.
Yeah, my wife vetoed that, so...
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, so...
And we could see him milk some dairy cows. It'll be like a little foreshadowing for the honeymoon there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Eating the cheese. So, you know, it's getting time to leave for the reception, right?
Right, yeah. They take a long time between the ceremony and the reception.
Oh, my God, it's forever.
Taking these damn pictures.
I asked my parents, I go...
got 20 bucks? I really need the money.
What?
You said you got 20 bucks? I really need some money.
Here, have 100.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
And because they had been to this place because there's actually a casino close to where we had to go.
Oh, of course. They don't go anywhere that doesn't have a casino.
And I've been there like once, like, you know, like 15 years ago or something. A long time.
Now, did your brother make it up to this thing?
No. Okay. He's out of state right now.
Oh, okay.
And so I go, can you give me directions? I asked my parents, it's like, oh, no, just follow us.
Oh, yeah, that always works out well.
They can't tell you what highway or what road or what landmarks. You just have to follow them.
Just stick to my tail, sonny.
Right. So there's like eight cars, like this eight-car caravan going, right?
Heading to the casino.
Heading to this casino, which isn't really necessarily marked very well either, by the way.
Yeah, big Bear Casino, because it's all Indian casinos up there in Wisconsin.
But it's all hidden for some reason. It's like, you know, the no-name casino.
The hidden Indian casino.
I know, it's like it's illegal or something. Like, they can't, you know, put up signs for the damn thing. And
Chief Hide-and-Seek Casino.
So... yeah, really, yeah, the Peekaboo Casino.
Peekaboo.
And, so the caravan's leaving, and, me and the kids are in the car, and no wife.
Oh, what happened to the wife? She's still in the cheese factory?
No, she's, like, in the hotel, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
Yeah.
And finally, like, everyone has left now except us.
You know, the 21st century here, you can get Google Maps on your phone, probably.
So, she comes out all pissed off.
Yeah, not enough toilet paper left.
Austin Miles eating all that cheese, damn it. And she's like, where were you?
In the car.
In the car? Where were you? I thought you were in the bathroom.
So you always are.
I go, what about the kids? Where do you think they were? Well, I don't know.
I don't care about them. They're...
I go, well, we're missing... Everyone's leaving. I can see people going on the highway. You know, I'm like, we're missing the caravan, just so you know.
Yeah.
She goes, don't worry. I have directions.
There you go.
I'm like, okay. You got directions? Yes!
Did she say directions or...
Directions. The way she says directions.
Directions.
And so, like, you know, I got to get across this busy highway, and there's no way I'm going to catch up to the caravan now because it's gone.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, yeah.
It's like 5-10 minutes gone now. I'm like, well.
My drive's like your sister's drive. It's just craziness.
And
they all got their handicap placards on. They're all plowing down the highway.
Actually, you do have her picture, by the way. Anyway, what was it? So we get going, you know, and I go, is this the right way? Yes! I'm like, all right.
Your wife is so angry all the time.
It's getting, like, really tense in the car. You know, turn here. Turn by the construction zone.
Oh, gosh.
Are you sure? Yes.
Yeah.
Like, all right. And we're driving, like, you're, like, in the deep woods. And we go past this bar, and I see a limo. I go, is this the place? Because that looks like a limo. No.
No, that's just a limo.
And that's actually, they were there. They were having a drink there, but...
Oh, the caravan stopped for a drink.
Not the caravan, the limo, the actual limo.
Oh, the limo, okay.
They were, like, having a drink before the whole thing starts, and...
That's probably a good idea.
So I finally get to this town, and there's, like, this T-intersection.
Mm-hmm. You cross the river. Which way do we go?
What?
Which way to go?
Yeah, so we cross this river, and it's a T-intersection. Okay, which way do we go?
And all of a sudden...
Crickets.
A long, long time ago.
Yeah, I know. Crickets from the back seat. Now there's no directions anymore.
Uh-oh.
Which way do we go? I don't know.
The ink ran out of the printer.
No, she had verbally got these from the lady at the desk.
So oh, those are the best kind.
I go, well, which way did we go? Which? Oh, I don't know. I'm like, well, those aren't really good directions. Shut up. All right. So I turn right.
Wow. She's really angry at you.
It's getting very tense in there. Yes. And I go one way and I go, I realize, you know, we're heading out of town. We're getting in deep woods again. I go, this is not right.
Yeah, there's a lot of woods up there in Wisconsin.
This, so you know, turn around, go back, come back to the T intersection, go the other way.
Like nothing but woods, cows, and cheese up there.
Exactly, and porn, yes.
And porn.
And, you know, so I stop by, you know, Dollar General. This lady gets all, you have to turn here and here and here and here. I'm like, oh, fuck.
That's Sneaky Bear Indian Casino. That's yeah. Hard to find.
If you made it to Sneaky Bear, you went too far.
That's right. Oh, so, my goodness.
I'm like, okay, well, I can wing it. You know, I can wing it.
Yeah, you're good at that.
I'm thinking, because she's playing with her phone now, I'm thinking maybe she's looking it up. You know, no, I don't know what she's doing back there. It's like,
no, she's Facebooking.
Yeah, she's Facebook. My husband's an asshole.
That's right. Support group moment, please.
And I'm driving. I see this big building with like a bunch of cars around it. I go, I wonder if that's it. If that's either where we need to go or that's the Sneaky Bear Casino. I'm not sure.
It's a strip club or it's...
But it's kind of like off the roadway, and there's like, you can't like see the road where to go to get in there. I'm like, where in the hell? How the hell? So I go past it. So I come to like another T intersection. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
So I jump out. I go, listen, there's a bar right here. I'll jump into the bar and just ask.
Say, hey, where can I gamble?
Yeah. So there's like some lady selling widgets outside the bar. I go, hey, come here. Do you live here? Yup.
I can't go, you chill by the cheese hanging out of my mouth?
Well, girl, that ain't cheese. I go, where's the Knights of Columbus temple? Where's that at? We got to go there, right?
Knights of Columbus.
She's like, oh, I've only lived here 6 months. I don't know.
I don't know.
Why don't you go into that bar, sexy man? You know, I'm like, all right. So I go in this bar. I'm wearing a suit, and I'm wearing my Chicago Bears tie.
Bum, bum, bum.
Now, remember where I'm at.
Yeah, you're up in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. What team do they like up there?
They love the Green Bay Packers.
What team do they hate?
They hate the Bears.
Okay. All right. So I forget I'm wearing this. So I run in, and there's like 20 people.
Yeah. Waiting to kick your ass.
They all turn around. It's like when Animal House, where they go to see Otis, you know?
That's right.
And, yeah, it was just like that. I was like, oh.
You dance with your dates.
Yeah, it was just like that. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
We're pilgrims in an unholy land.
That's right.
That's and I'm like, hi, out of towner here. Do you know how to get to the Knights of Columbus? Not the Stinky Bear Casino. Where, you know, they're like, oh, yeah. The site's being real nice. Like, oh, no, you went past it. It's a big building with all the cars by it. You go down there.
It's a strip club, too.
And the titty bar. That's a Columbus. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. And this, all of a sudden, this guy's like, yeah, you can take a left and get your ass out of here. Go back to Chicago. Hey, go Rogers. Go Rogers. Hey, man, Rogers. Go back. Go back. I'm hiding the tie. I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here. I'm like, I'm getting the fuck
out. Oh, my gosh.
So
they love the Packers up there. They're crazy.
Because I've been wearing like bear stuff for like the last 2 days up there, not getting all these dirty looks, and people are pissing in my food, and you know, it's very uncomfortable, very super uncomfortable. Yeah, that's
so. That's all they got going, you know.
So I finally made it to the reception, just minutes away from divorce court, the way it was going.
But oh, my gosh.
Getting very tense in the car there with my wife's expert directions, yes.
Well, hey, I don't think I'd blame her. I mean, at least she tried. You just were hanging out there.
You got us to the city, but once we got to the city, you were actually zero help. You were no help. Zero.
I think they'd have signs or something.
No.
Not even one of those like signs that look like it's carved out of a log.
No.
Okay.
No.
I usually look for the signs, you know.
So, made it to the reception. It was a nice reception, nice food, a lot of good stuff.
So, all the reception was at the... You didn't even make it to the casino.
No, the casino really had nothing to do with it, but... casino was in the vicinity of it, but...
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I guess it would have been more fun if it was at the casino, I suppose, in a way, but, you know.
No, the pictures look like everybody's having a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to...
And your sister was trying to entice somebody else to have some fun, but it was...
Yeah, I know. I think she was hoping it was real Manny instead of flat Manny.
I don't know if he would have went for that. I don't know.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of pictures from his Christmas party.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
He's pretty open to some stuff. So. He's pretty open.
That's funny.
He doesn't judge, man. He.
Well, you know, hey.
Hey, whatever. Whatever, it's all good.
He's a happy guy.
So... That was funny. There was like this head monster with this little short black dress on, and I was trying to tell my cousin, I go, hey, get her picture, man. Because my wife was on to me right away, like, Miles, I know what you're looking at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I go, what are you talking about? The blonde over there with the short black dress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Where is she?
Yeah. Just because you and your dad's heads were like... In unison there, like a tennis match or something.
Oh my god, yeah. Very short, very tight, bosomy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. I couldn't figure out how to get her into the pictures too, you know.
I'm surprised it didn't work out.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to figure out a way to do it. I told my cousin, like, please take her picture. I need it.
What did he say?
Oh, he's like, come on, Miles, get the fuck out of here, come on.
That's right.
Get the fuck out, I'm from Philadelphia, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, all right.
He's like, you're not helping me.
You're not helping, get out. So,
well, that sounds like a good wedding experience.
Buddy, I don't know, not a very exciting wedding, but if you saw the tenseness in the car, I guess it would have been funnier, I suppose. You know.
Yeah, your children okay? Boy's gonna be fine.
Not a word. Very silent. Yes, not a word was spoken from those young men. They were very scared.
I can imagine. I can imagine. I don't know why you. I don't even know how you guys travel after you've gone once.
Yeah.
Let alone all these years. I mean, it's like every time you leave the house, it's, you know.
Yeah, I like to go by guts. I don't use, like, GPS or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to go by instinct.
Yeah, that's worked out real well for you so far.
More or less.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, not an exciting story, but, you know, the pictures, you know.
No, they're great. They're great.
Probably tell the story.
I can't believe everybody wanted to kiss the flat Manny so much. Did you tell him to do that, or...?
My nephew and his wife, they kind of just came up with that with themselves.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
They kind of double-teamed Flat Manny, I guess.
Yeah. A little strange there.
And we did ask my niece by herself, the bride, to kiss it.
Yeah, that was nice. That was a sweet-looking one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's my niece now. Come on, hey, don't get all...
I didn't say that dirty.
Don't get weird with it, all right?
No, your sister.
Oh, my sister, yeah. She was a little... She's like, I'm going for it. Yeah, that was a little...
She's not going to be so flat when I get done.
She's going to be smiling breezy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's like, delete that picture. I'm like, oh, I'll delete it. Yeah, I'll delete it. Sure. Delete. See, I'll delete it.
Send.
Yeah.
Delete it right after I send it over to Bob so he can...
That sister, that's the Rock sister.
Buddy. Oh, that was the Rock sister.
I love that Rock!
That's right. She loves Flat Manny.
Yep.
Love Flat Manny!
Flat Manny!
I'm going to pull the ink right off the page.
I'm going to suck the ink right out of this.
Yeah, no kidding.
What?
Everybody's moving around here.
What? What?
Yeah.
Well.
All right. Well, hey, that sounds good. Yeah. I hope they have a good long, marriage. Long as yours, at least.
20 years.
I know. I'm still surprised.
So, if you want me and Flat Manny to go to your next wedding,
that's right. He'll do a shitty job of recording it and put the wrong names.
I'll put the wrong names on it. I don't know who the hell you're marrying.
I'll open up a impromptu daycare that I won't manage very well.
I will irate your guests. That
you should do that. You should be rented out. You rent yourself out as a wedding.
Yeah.
A funny wedding guest.
Yeah, the
does all this weird stuff. I'll hold up little paper dolls and have people kiss them. And
I got the paper dolls. I raped my wife. What?
That's right.
Would you hold this and act like you're kissing it, please?
It puts the paper doll in her hand and kisses it.
That's right.
Or it gets the hose.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is for blind children. Thank you.
Thank you. This is my friend Manny. He died of whacking it too much. I like to take his picture with beautiful women.
That's right. I like to think that he's whacking it in heaven. Thank you. It makes you feel better.
It makes me feel better.
Thank you.
It's raining Manny.
Thank you.
Thank you.